In a world where podcasts have become lame and stale.
And now we see on line 33 of the Louisiana tax code that
two men have come to kick it up a notch.
And you see these tax code laws are in place. They're like, who the hell are you?
Ben Heckendorf.
Tell me where the president's dog is.
I will never tell you where the president's dog is.
Tell me or I'll shoot you in the foot.
Never!
Jason Jones.
What the hell is that?
It's a giant asteroid, man. Headed directly toward Earth.
How much time is left to stop it?
One day.
That's six more than I need.
From the internet that brought you a dancing baby and spyware comes the BenHeck.com podcast. On a good day, it's a great podcast. On a bad day, it's the best there is.
Hello and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. We're not dead, episode 59.
Yet.
With me today is Jason Jones.
Hello, Matilda.
What's the situation? Hey, you should tell everyone what you did last night.
Yeah, I went to the Mallards game, and they're like this crappy minor league baseball team we have in Madison.
That's not very nice.
But, well, it's true. Although they did hit a walk-off grand slam to win the game at the end, which was pretty cool. But General Grievous was there from Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith fame. The dude who actually does like the voice for him was there, and he actually introduced the starting lineup for the visiting team as like a battle droid, because he does the voice for those too. And then he introduced the Mallards in General Grievous form, which was pretty sweet. And then I got to get his interview, and Dale was there too with Heidi and all that, and we got him to say a whole bunch of different lines from the movie, like, "What's the situation, Captain?" And just as Count Dooku predicted.
So we were the only ones that got him to say lines, or...
I didn't hear anybody else. I mean, there was probably somebody at some point that did, you know, but...
What's his name?
Matthew Wood. And apparently he's like a sound editor. He actually... We asked him a bit about, you know, like voice work and stuff, and he said he's actually under contract with Lucasfilm, and he works as like a sound editor on a bunch of their movies, and... He's worked like on Spielberg stuff, like Munich and things like that, too, from what I saw in his filmography. So
maybe he's a new Ben Burtt, because Ben Burtt went to Pixar.
That could be, yeah. Maybe he took the bull by the horns there or something. But
so now this guy, General Grievous, is your close personal friend now.
I guess, yeah.
Cool. What's the situation?
He did give us his email so we could add him on Facebook, so
cool.
That was pretty cool.
So. Wow, that's pretty pimp.
So that was a good time.
Nice. Well, anyway, this is our podcast, and contrary to popular belief, we're not dead. Rumors of our deaths have been greatly exaggerated. I don't know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, like Jones and I both moved places and work and stuff, so give us a break.
Yes. Life got in the way.
Sounds like a Lifetime movie. It's like, she married the perfect man, but life got in the way of life.
And then Liam Neeson had to save her.
He will find you, and he will kill you!
Yes.
Anyway,
by the way, anybody who hasn't seen Taken, watch it. It's fun.
Yeah.
You get to see Liam Neeson just kill people for an hour and a half.
He goes to Paris and's like, I'm going to kill everyone.
And he doesn't ever hesitate.
And he doesn't mentor anyone.
Yep.
It's kind of like the good old Liam Neeson, like in Dark Man, where he's like, give me the fucking teddy bear.
Yes.
Oh, Jones, I got an email from someone. Yeah, it's, as you may know, the Castlevania movie has been, like, put on hold or scrapped.
Oh, yes.
Which is a good thing, but no one really knows why exactly.
Yes.
Anyway, I got an email, and they sent me a... they've done a voice recording at Paul W.S. Anderson's house, the director. I think this kind of explains why he got cold feet on the project. So, anyway, here's the secret Castlevania recording from Paul W.S. Anderson's house.
This is Paul W.S. Anderson, director of fine films such as Resident Evil, Mortal Kombat, oh, and also, yeah, that's right, I Bang Mila Jovovich. May I help you?
Yes, hello! I'm Kate Beckinsale!
Oh, yeah, you're that chick with a nice ass, right?
Correct! I heard you were making a movie, and I was wondering, could I be in it?
Well, I make a lot of movies because I am Paul W.S. Anderson, not to be confused with Paul Anderson, who directed There Will Be Blood. I'm much cooler because I sleep with Mila Jovovich.
Okay, but the movie I heard that you were making is something called Castlevania, apparently. I may not be pronouncing it correctly, but I believe it has vampires in it.
Yes, I am making yet another video game movie. And it is called Castlevania, and yes, there are vampires.
Great! Is there a part for me in it?
Well, actually, I have to put Mila Jovovich in it, otherwise I won't get laid.
I'm not familiar with her!
What, did you see The Fifth Element?
Were there vampires in it?
No.
Then no! Was she in Twilight?
No, I wish she was. Then she could be making her house payments for me. That would be nice. I've actually had to take a second job at Cinnabon because I suck, even though I am awesome.
Well, you should just can that whore and hire me instead.
Well, are you a big fan of the Castlevania video game series?
I'm a fan of vampires!
I have deduced that. But what I am looking for in an actress, besides a nice ass, is the ability to bring the video game to life.
Paul. People don't care about bringing video games to life. All they care about is nice asses and vampires! I don't know how the hell I missed out being in that Twilight movie. Nobody called me, and Stephanie Meyer is not returning my calls anymore, and I think the restraining order might be in place. I don't know. But at any rate, that's a lost cause, so I have to be in something starring vampires, because I've just made a whole bunch of non-vampire-related crap lately, and I want to get back in the game.
I sympathize with your predicament. However, I cannot put you in my movie because your name is not Mila Jovovich.
What does this Mila Jovovich person do for you anyway?
Well, you see,
how old is this woman?
She's like 33, I think.
That's ancient!
But that's younger than you, isn't it?
I've had more work done. Parts of me are younger than her. By far.
Well, tell me, what Castlevania game is your favorite?
I'm going to be honest with you here. I've never actually played Castlevania.
What?
Is it like a board game?
No, it's a video game.
Is it for Atari?
Atari, what do you think this is, 1978?
Unfortunately, because I need to earn a paycheck, sometimes I have to compromise my artistic integrity and do movies that have no vampires in them whatsoever. Like Snow Angels, or Serendipity, or that Pearl Harbor fiasco.
I'm sorry, Kate. I mean, that's a very touching story, but I have to put Mila Jovovich in this movie, or she'll kick me out of the house, and my parents said I can't move in with them a third time.
Who do I have to fuck to be in this movie?
I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye, Miss Beckinsale.
Let me be in your movie, and that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you, and I will find you, and then I'll kill you!
Well, okay, I guess I can't blame him for being scared off the project after that.
Yeah, I suppose, and I mean, well, shit, I mean, he still gets to bed Kate Beckinsale, so...
No, Mila Jovovich.
Oh. Oh, yeah! Never mind. He wishes he got to bed Kate Beckinsale.
Don't we all? Well.
Oh, Mila Jovovich.
Maybe you and Dale will talk about this in your podcast, but, you know, with the current economic crisis, I think all we're going to get are remakes and whatnot because they're like surefire bets, allegedly.
Yeah.
And, you know, these studios have to, like, finance the movies just like a person has to finance a house, so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Lame.
You just watch. In 2015. Back to the Future, Zac Efron will go back to 1985. He's like, how can I make my parents fall in love without Facebook? That is, as sure as I'm sitting here, that will happen. And of course,
it's going to be some shit where they'll probably try to tie it into the old movies where it'll be something happens between like Marty and Jennifer.
And Zac Efron will be his son.
He'll be the kid, and he has to go back and, like, fix something or whatever. You know it'll fucking... There you go, Hollywood. There's
your parents.
Yeah, there you go, Hollywood. There's your stupid movie. Ugh. Why do we keep giving them all these ideas?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, what do you think about this Total Recall remake? It's Kurt Wimmer who did, speaking of Emilio Jovovich, Ultraviolet.
Ugh. And he did Equilibrium.
That's
which
true.
Was okay. That movie's pretty overrated, though, I think, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, and Ultraviolet was god-awful. So.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. What between the two, it's like, yeah, give me Equilibrium any day, but...
Ugh. Well, maybe we should say this for you and Dale's podcast, since you guys...
Well, that's okay.
Movies, but
we've talked about remakes a lot on there, so we'll probably try to mine
something
else.
It's just getting ridiculous!
Well, the thing is, it's like, why do they think they can remake Arnold movies? There is no more Arnold. There's nobody who replaces him.
That's right.
Like, Dale and I were talking about it the other day, though, and we're like, if they did make this, the only person we can really think of that they should put in it would be Jason Statham. At least that could be interesting. He's not Arnold or anything, but at least I would probably be entertained by it with him in it.
They'll probably have, like, some effeminate kind of character, like, you know, just typing into computers the entire time and not actually... There won't be, like, you know, people being shot into, like, meat popsicles on escalators and...
Yeah, there won't be anybody using a pedestrian as a meat shield.
That Total Recall is awesome!
It's awesome. And you won't have, screw you, Benny!
That was your wife? What a bitch! Oh, God. So, when is it, like, Arnold can no longer be governor? Is it, like, 2011 or something?
I thought it might be, like, next year.
Oh, God, I hope that happens. I mean, because he needs to fucking make movies.
Yeah, screw this governor crap.
I mean, you know, look at all the people that ripped on Terminator 3. Like, oh, Terminator 3 was crap. And guess what?
Ass.
It made a lot more money than Terminator 4 is going to. It's like, just do not underestimate how cool Arnold is.
That's right. Arnold is awesome.
Yep.
As we have said many times, and will say many more times in the future.
That's right. Well, he's probably going to try to be president, although I highly doubt anyone in Washington right now is going to change the Constitution, because he would mop up the floor with all of them
kick,
in 2012.
He'd kick Barrack's ass.
Yep.
Be awesome.
He'd be like, I am the president!
First thing he'd do would be calling up Kim Jong-il, probably.
He's like, Kim Jong-il, I'm coming over there to break your goddamn spine! Oh, North Korea's a bunch of pansies. I mean, like...
Oh, I know. They're just...
What do they have, like, 3 machine guns total in that country? It's, like, lame.
Well, they're no different than Iraq was with Saddam in power, really.
Yeah,
all they do is they sit there and, you know, they rattle the saber and crap, but they have no teeth.
Right.
It's like... Just... Who gives
and
a shit?
And why the hell is it our problem? I mean, Japan is there. China is there. They've got more money than us. Who doesn't? Well, actually, isn't Japan actually the most indebted country on the planet?
I don't know if they still are or not. They were in pretty rough shape back in, like, the early 90s and stuff, but I don't know if they turned it around or not, but hopefully they are. Screw them.
Well, I'm just saying that shouldn't be our problem. But, yeah, let's move on .org. We obviously need to send Team America over there.
Yes!
Don't worry, everyone. We stopped the terrorists. Okay, well, obviously the big news in video gaming this week was E3. And apparently Well, it's the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Oh.
Which we could have gone to, but we didn't. But next year we will, for real.
Yeah, see? Because life got in the way, Jones and Ben had to pass up a chance to go to E3 even. So.
Yes, so it's not just this podcast.
Yes. Because that would have been pretty cool. But.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe next year, yes.
Well, next year we'll get to see the next Xbox.
Yes. Amongst other things.
Right. So E3 happened, and I guess, you know, basically, you know, they announced their usual deluge of sequels.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Microsoft had this motion camera thing, which was about the worst kept secret on the internet. Well, probably the worst kept secret was the PSP Go.
PSP Go, yeah.
But, yeah, so why don't we talk about E3 for a while, which is probably going to be the main point of this podcast, and then we'll maybe complain about some other stuff later on.
Yes, since that's all we can do.
So what do you think was the coolest thing at E3?
The coolest thing... I don't know if there's, like, any one thing that was, like, the coolest, but I thought overall, like, for my money, Sony had the best E3 of any of them, because they, like, brought games. They didn't... I mean, they had their own little motion control thing and stuff, but it was kind of, like, a smaller part of their presentation, where, like, Microsoft, it seemed like that was, like, their big thing was the Natal stuff, and it's, like, whoop-de-doo. And then Microsoft had, like, Facebook and Twitter integration, which, again, whoop-de-doo. I mean, it's interesting, but it's not gaming, you know, and Sony, they brought... You know, they had Gran Turismo 5, which of course still doesn't have a release date, but I can keep dreaming. But they did bring out, they've got like a Gran Turismo for the PSP coming out the same day as the PSP Go comes out. So at least it shows the Gran Turismo people have been, you know, doing something
else.
When does
the PSP Go come out?
I think it's like October 1st or something like that.
It's kind of expensive though, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it like $250, I think?
Well, so is the iPhone.
Yeah.
Does it have a touch screen?
I don't think so.
So basically it's just a redesigned PlayStation. Oh, I heard it has all different ports, so none of your accessories work with it anymore.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
It doesn't even have a USB port now, apparently.
Wow.
Lame. Yeah.
But yeah, then they had, you know, like Uncharted 2, God of War 3.
Uncharted 2 looks really cool.
Yeah, and I played the beta for the multiplayer the other night for a while, and it's pretty sweet, so... I mean, the multiplayer is fairly standard stuff, but it was, you know, neat, and the game looked really good, so I'm sure the actual game will definitely deliver. And then God of War 3, I don't know if I mentioned that, but then, like, you know, not that I give a shit, but they announced another new, like, Metal Gear for it, like the one that's coming to the 360 that people were kind of thinking was an exclusive is actually going to be on the PlayStation 3 also.
So it is a new Metal Gear?
Yeah, it's like Metal Gear Solid Rising or something, and I think it takes place kind of like in the late 60s and early 70s, somewhere
in
there.
Oh, kind of like Metal Gear Solid 3. I guess I didn't really pay that close attention to E3. Sorry, people.
And then they're bringing out a new one for the PSP also. And then Rockstar announced that Agent game, which is like a... I guess it's going to be an MMO, which is a little disappointing. But it's kind of like a GTA meets like James Bond type game. I mean, it looks cool from what I've seen, so that could be interesting. And then they've got that Mag game, which they first announced at last E3, I think. But that's actually coming out later this year. But I don't know, they just brought a lot of stuff. Where like Microsoft, they had... I mean, I guess they had like Mass Effect 2 and Forza 3. And they did announce Crackdown 2, which was cool. But I mean, those are like the only real... exclusive type things of interest I can think of. And
Here's something to think about. Do you think it's kind of silly that the PlayStation 3 even launched in 2006? Because really, I mean, they probably should have launched like this year, because I know there's been stuff for it, but it seems like all the big guns haven't even come out yet.
Yeah. Yeah, like the only real big stuff it's had so far was like Metal Gear Solid last year, or
yeah,
whatever
that's
that was. That's about the only... you know, big, big game
but
for
that
it,
But that won't be Gran Turismo 5 or Final Fantasy big.
No. Oh, and they did announce, like, Final Fantasy, what, 14 online?
They just jumped ahead a number.
So, yeah, it's like, so Final Fantasy 13, I think, comes out, like, in April or May of next year, and then, like, next fall or something is when this Final Fantasy 14 online is going to come out for, supposedly, only for the PS3, but they haven't announced that it's exclusive.
But if you think about it, like, you know, God of War is 2010, like, that is 2010.
Gran Turismo is probably going to be 2010.
Yeah. It's all that stuff is, like, three years after the console. Yes, exactly. Whereas the Xbox is, like, that far in its console life cycle. It's had tons of shit already.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why, you know, the PS3's, you know, lagging behind in sales, but... it'll be interesting to see what it does once all that big stuff does come out. And I mean, you know, all that said, it's only like 8 million behind the 360 still, even after all of that. So
yeah, I mean... I
still think, you know, like we said probably a couple of years ago now already, we talked about this night, I still think, it, you know, when all's said and done with this generation, that the PS3 could end up being the one that sold the most.
Well, okay, here's a question. I don't know, we were talking about a new Xbox, but do you think it's possible that... next year, just when the PlayStation 3 is probably gaining steam, and it will. I mean, Final Fantasy 13 will be on the PlayStation and the Xbox, but a lot of people probably still think of it as a PlayStation title, so
nah.
I'm sure it'll sell a lot of units.
Do you think maybe the Xbox or Microsoft will release a new Xbox in 2010 to kind of steal some of the thunder away?
I could see them trying, but I really hope they don't rush it again.
Because I mean, it was 4 years ago at E3 that they released the Xbox, and I'm sure they're not going to like gimp it to a 4 year cycle like they did with the first Xbox. But and I know they still got another hardware revision coming out called Valhalla, where the CPU and GPU are combined.
Mm.
But still,
yeah, I would not be. I was surprised to see it show up at E3 next year. I think, you know, like I saw something the other day where like Microsoft said they see the 360 having like a 10-year lifespan, and it's, you know, it's laughable.
Yeah, if you play an Xbox for 10 years, you'll have gone through 10 Xboxes.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, I can see them trying to take more of the Sony approach with, like, how, you know, they've handled the PS1 and the PS2, where they keep them around for, you know, like a decade, basically, and they keep supporting them.
Did the PS2 finally go down to $99?
I think it did. And even at E3 this year, Sony announced that there's, like, 100 titles coming out, like, either the rest of this year or over the course of the next year. Damn. For the PS2 still. I mean, it's like, you know, they're still supporting it. Third parties are still supporting it. And, I mean, the thing still sells.
Well, it's cheap.
And there's a huge install base out there for it already. I mean, you know, why not? And so I could see Microsoft, you know, kind of going down that path. I mean, they've already gotten, you know, the core unit, or I guess it's the arcade unit they call it these days. But, you know, that's down to 200. And I can see that dropping down to, like, I could see that going down to, like, 150 or something at the holidays, just to really push it.
Well, here's a question. I don't know. This is probably more of a question for me than you, but maybe in 2010, Microsoft would just redesign the Xbox 360 and, yeah, you know, if they have that new, you know, consolidated, you know, silicon. Because, well, yeah, obviously you've been on a podcast lately, but my latest Xbox RROD'd last week. So I'm on my third Xbox. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but I think it's funny that the Apple ads rip on Vista.
Yeah.
I've had the same install of Vista for over 2 years, and that same time I'm on my third Xbox.
Yeah.
So maybe they should rip on a different Microsoft product than Vista, because Vista has been a lot more stable than my Xboxes.
Yeah, Vista's perfectly fine. I've been using it for quite a while, and it works great.
I think the iPhone is definitely a gaming device, so I think Apple is missing the forest for the trees on that one. But...
Well, yeah, and you're one that ROD'd. It was even a Falcon chipset,
yep,
too. It wasn't like the originals.
But I was making something with a Falcon a couple weeks ago, and I was testing it with my infrared thermometer thing, and the GPU still gets really hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, having like a 20-degree or 25-degree difference between the GPU and the CPU, that might even be worse than having them both be hot, because it would make the expansion and contraction like dissimilar.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got a Jasper, so we'll see if that one can last more than a year. Yeah, so I haven't had an Xbox that for my personal use last more than a year. And my gamer score is like, if it's like 9,090 or something, it's not like it's ridiculously high.
Yeah. But,
so maybe they'll make a new hardware revision, because making a stable, cheaper Xbox, yeah, if they could like make it stable and cheaper, like $149 for like the arcade, I mean, I think they could really move some units, because there's obviously a lot of software for it. But as is, it's like, I'm starting to become disenfranchised with the hardware.
Yeah, and kind of my thing, like I was telling you just before we started recording this, is like was it last November when the Xbox Experience came out?
Yeah, the 15th of November.
So it's like, you had that in November, and then I bought a PS3... What was that, February or something? And I wouldn't say I'm a convert or anything to the PS3, but I can definitely see where there's definite positives on the PS3 side compared to the 360, although there's still like some negatives too. But
explain.
Well, one thing I've really noticed, I know like after the new Xbox Experience came out, we had a podcast, you know, and I extolled the virtues of it and talked about how, you know, fast it was and blah, 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 and all this stuff, and I thought it was so great. God, like, the last probably 4 or 5 months, that thing is just dog-ass slow. It's just, like, pathetic. It's like if it were, like, my computer and it was doing that, I would, you know, either reload it or I'd be like, well, I need to get some more RAM or I'd get a new computer. I mean, it's just pathetic. Like, you... browsing the menu usually isn't too bad, but like if you go out to the marketplace and want to you know, you go out there and click on, like, Grand Theft Auto 4 or something, you know, like, to see what content's available. It'll take it, like, you know, upwards of a minute just to finally load the list of things that you can click on. And then you click those, and then it does the same thing again for, like, you know, 20, 30 seconds
and
stuff.
Maybe it's your Xbox.
It could be. I mean, is your, yours doesn't do that?
It's not that bad. It's not like a minute.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really freaking slow. Huh. But then it's like my PS3. I mean, the thing's just like, bam. You know, it's just like stuff just loads. It pops up. You know, it's like just really quick. I mean, the only stuff that's kind of sluggish on the PS3 is like if you go to look at one of your friends, like see what, you know, their trophies are or something, that stuff's kind of slow.
The in-game XMB is kind of slow and useless, but...
Yeah, that thing's pretty useless. Like, especially if you're watching a Blu-ray, you can't do anything with it. Like, the cross-media bar won't even pop up, like, if you're watching a Blu-ray.
Well, like,
so, I mean, there's things like that.
The mini blades on the Xbox are pretty much equally as useless.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't do squat. Like, I can't, like, on the PS3, I can't hit the PS button and see if I've got friends online and stuff. Where, like, on the 360, you know, if you're watching a DVD or something, you can hit your guide button and see, oh, my friends are on. Oh, what are they playing? Oh, you know, somebody's on playing Call of Duty. Maybe I'll jump out and go,
or you can,
meet
like,
up
hit,
with
you
them.
Can hit the button and, like, bring up that thing in the, on the Xbox, and you can actually look at your achievements of the mm-hmm. game that you're playing and,
yeah.
you know, see what's left while you're still in the game.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can do that while you're in-game on the PS3, but it's, like, while you're in a Blu-ray, you can't do shit with it. Which
one
is kind of dumb.
I noticed with the PlayStation, but you can't log in two accounts at the same time?
Yeah, apparently that's like a game-specific thing. Like, I read with Resistance 2, they actually, like, the last patch that came out for it, they made it so you could have two accounts logged in at the same time. Which, again, dumb. Which, these are some of the things where
and
I'm saying
4 years behind the Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, these are some of the things where I'm saying, you know, I'm not a total Sony convert by any means because of some of these things, but I'm seeing the chinks in the 360's armor and, you know, seeing where Sony's getting some things right. But there's other stuff, too, with the PS3 where, like, you, like, the message box, like, one of the guys on your forums, or whatever, he's got a PS3, so we added each other to our friends list and stuff, and he had messaged me. And I had no idea he'd messaged me on there. Like, it doesn't, you know, if the 360, you come up to the dashboard, it'll have, like, one up in the corner if you've got a message or something. PS3 doesn't do anything like that. So you actually have to go and, like, look at your message box to see if there's anything in there.
Lame!
So I, you know, had no idea for, like, a week or something that he'd messaged me, you know, and all that. And, you know, there's just stuff like that where, I mean, that's, like, a simple thing to add in. It's, you know, nothing, not rocket science. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that where they have work to do. And, you know, even though the Xbox marketplace is slow, from my experience, it's still much better designed than, like, the Sony one for, like, finding stuff that you want and things like that.
You remember the original Sony marketplace?
Oh, God, that thing was horrible. I mean, they've definitely improved it, but
they couldn't have disproved it. It was,
yeah. But, yeah, so, so I don't know, I think from my perspective, you know, Microsoft's got some work to do. They should stop, like, adding services to the 360 and just make it work better.
And instead of, like, playing around with this 3D camera thing, maybe they should just make the Xbox hardware not fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But what are you going to do?
Well, maybe we should talk about that 3D camera thing.
Okay.
So apparently Microsoft's big wank-off for E3 was the Natal.
Yeah.
Natal. First person, I'm like, what, the natal? What?
Yeah. Prenatal? Gonna do ultrasounds with this thing?
Yeah, well, maybe you can.
Yeah, who knows?
So apparently this is, it appears to be a stereo camera, and yeah, I saw the picture of it, and I'm sure most of it's empty. It's probably just to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
You know, more Wii-like. Well, as we predicted, the Wii is turning the Xbox into shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. You know, it's kind of interesting what it can do and how it kind of hugs, like, the depth analysis, but I still think it's bullshit.
Yeah. Like, for me, like I said to you, I'm like, well, You know, the most interesting thing to me would be able to be sitting in my living room like I'm Tom Cruise in Minority Report, like whipping through menus and shit with it. I wouldn't even really care about playing a game, unless they made like a Minority Report game that you could play and do shit like that.
What were the
like
people
that,
doing? Like, you hold your hand up and move your thumb.
Yeah.
And you twist it. It's like, you know, you can do that with a remote.
Well, and the thing is, yeah, the stuff that they had demonstrated, like there's a woman sitting there like she was steering a car or something. It's like, that's really no different than these moms going to Best Buy and buying the stupid little steering wheel thing and sticking the Wii mode in it for the Wii and sitting there in the air twisting their hands around. It's like, it's fucking dumb.
Or then you can shift like this.
Yeah. It's like, no, give me a physical steering wheel that I can like mount to a table with pedals and shit. Then that's cool.
Well,
this stuff is.
Now you don't have to sell that, though. You can like just have people pretend in midair. The thing is, pretending in midair is cool, but I just don't think it's going to work as well as people think. Because the Wii, even Wii diehard fans would admit that the Wii does not work as good as everyone originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this will be the same thing. Although the Xbox has a lot more processing power to kind of interpret your commands, but still, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Or like that paint program where he's like throwing paint on the screen. It's like, okay, that's interesting, but who cares?
Yeah, it's like, it's not a game, you know? It's like, just wait till they make like a rhythm game where it's going to be like, you know, air guitar.
Oh, God, or air drums.
Yeah, air
drums.
Well, I guess they kind of did that with Wii Music already.
Think about it, there's a lot of stuff you could do with it because basically you can pretend to do anything and the game could interpret it. You're not limited to a controller. But... Well, of course, you know, in the past, Microsoft has always, like, just copied other people's ideas and then made them wildly successful, so maybe it will work. Well, I guess it has, like, facial recognition, Xbox login.
Yeah, I read about that, so you can just, like, stand in front of it and it'll know it's you and log in your profile.
And what was that demo where, I thought the Lionhead demo was pretty cool, where the family of different people were using it, like, that woman, like, picked out a dress or whatever, and then they had, like, people sitting around, like, playing I don't know if they're playing 1 versus 100 or something, but people were sitting on the couch and like one person would like raise their hand and then the machine knew it was them based off their face or something.
Hmm.
Could it really work that well? I'm sure all those demos were bullshit.
I suppose it could. You know, I mean, you know, who knows? I guess we'll see. It's like any of the stuff.
Would you buy one? I bet it's gonna be $99.
Yeah, I can't see it being more than $100.
It's two cameras and a microphone.
Because it'll probably be like $99, and you know, they'll throw in some like bullshit, like Wii Sports type game with it, you know.
Uh huh.
But
although unlike Nintendo, the guy was like, "And we've sent this to our developers today."
Yes.
You know, Nintendo like gives their third-party developers their stuff
screwed.
Like 3 months after or 4 months after.
Yeah.
Like when the Wii launched, the third-party developers didn't even have the online SDKs for the Wii.
Yeah. Yeah, Sony, I guess the developers already have access to, like, their motion thing that they brought out.
So what was their motion thing?
I didn't see a lot about it, but, I mean, it seemed kind of similar to, like, what Microsoft's doing. It seemed to be along those lines. I guess it could, like, interpret color and stuff. How was that? What was it? Because I think it's not completely, you know, hands-free. I think there's something you hold. But it was, I don't know, I didn't read up on it a lot, but it seems like there was something with it where it could interpret colors and things like that, too, and, you know, definitely more advanced than, like, you know, the Wii and stuff like that, obviously, but, I don't know, I mean, any of this stuff, it's kind of like a wait and see for me, I would think, because, you know, just because it's Microsoft or Sony doing it doesn't necessarily make it better in my eyes. I mean, it's like the same thing as with the Wii, it's like, show me games that make this seem interesting to me, and Nintendo hasn't done it yet.
Well, wait, didn't you buy Punch-Out?
I did, but I haven't used the motion shit. I just you can use the Wiimote and turn it sideways just like an old Nintendo controller and play it that way, and that's the way I wanted to play it. So
I remember the Wii Boxing on Wii Sports was laggy as hell.
Yeah, that was crap.
So if it's anything like that, I guess, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, every review of that game I read, they said just don't even bother with the motion controls and just play it the classic way. And, you know, it's... Yeah,
then what's the point?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, even like the E3 demos, like when that girl was kicking the balls around, you could see latency.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, just, you know, we're trying to have less latency in games, So let's add more latency by making it more complicated to interpret motion. It just seems backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's not the stuff I was at all interested in. You know, it's like I was interested in, you know, like Uncharted 2 and, you know, like God of War 3, Gran Turismo 5, you know.
Well, did Microsoft Lost have Planet. Any games? Or was it just like this camera bullshit?
They had games like Forza Motorsport 3 is coming out later this year, which I will definitely get that. They actually announced Crackdown 2, which I didn't read much about, but I was just like, yeah, when I heard they were making a new one, because the first one was cool. And what else did they have? I mean, yeah, they didn't really have a lot. I mean, that's why I kind of said their presentation was kind of disappointing, because it was basically this Natal thing, and then it was like, oh, look, we've got Facebook and Twitter, and then one cool thing they did do is they apparently are going to have that last.fm website, whatever it is, where it's like an internet radio type thing, and that's going to be available like through the Xbox, and all the music on it's going to be free like to listen to, which
pretty
I thought,
cool,
eh,
I guess.
That's kind of neat, you know, at least. But, I mean, it was mainly stuff like that. There wasn't a lot of game stuff, and the game stuff they did really talk up, you know, other than, like, Forza and Crackdown was... Well, I guess they got Mass Effect 2.
Oh,
But it's, like, all of it was, like, you know, cross-platform stuff. You know, it's, like, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2... Bioshock 2, you know, all that stuff. It's all
Modern
like,
Warfare 2, Ice Climber,
and Rock Band Beatles, you know, all that stuff. It's like, well, that's all great, but it is all multi-platform, so.
I want to talk about something. Maybe I'll be completely wrong on this, but I have the sneaky suspicion Rock Band Beatles may not do that much.
I bet it'll sell pretty well.
Okay.
I don't know if the bundles will so much, because those are kind of extreme. But, I mean, like, because I go... Well, I don't really go to the Rock Band forums too much anymore, but I used to, and...
I guess you could just buy the disc.
Yeah, so, I mean, because yeah, all your instruments will still work. So I could see that selling really well, because, I mean, the thing is, you know, look at all the people out there that have all these fucking plastic instruments now. So they've all got the crap to be able to play the game. All they got to do is buy the game now.
Maybe they should stop making these bundles. I'm sure they have to. I guess they've had to bend over backwards for
the Beatles,
Apple Corporation
yeah.
or whatever. Their
well, yeah, they're getting
is.
All, like, custom instruments. Like, they actually look like, you know, like, Paul's bass and, you know, all that stuff. And, I mean, they actually, like, you know, look like their instruments, which is why it costs, like, $250.
Actually, yeah, maybe you're, you know, you're helping me lose my argument here. But think about it. I think, like, the average person, like, if we
And people know Beatles
songs,
too.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, if we had, like, a rock band night,
yeah.
Like me, Dale, Dave, Mary, I don't know how if you're a fan, but yeah, I mean, I would probably know almost all their songs.
Oh, yeah, I'd know
like
a lot.
Like, anybody could sing it.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it doing well, I mean...
So maybe not the bundle, but maybe the disc.
Yeah, I mean, the game itself I could see doing really well.
It's too bad it wasn't just downloadable content, but whatever.
Yeah, and, like, the thing, too, was, like, I wasn't that interested in that game, but then I, like, saw it demoed, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, because they kind of, like, visually made it a bit more interesting. Like, they kind of made it more of the era of the Beatles, you know, it had kind of a 60s
yeah,
feel to it and
stuff. Yeah, I saw
that intro
cartoon or whatever, that was fairly interesting.
And, like, how they have all the different venues. I mean, it's very similar to, like, what Neverstoft has done with, like, the Guitar Hero, Aerosmith, and Metallica
games. It's more stylized.
Yeah, it's, you know, tuned to, like, the band and, like, the eras they were in. And, you know, you go to venues that were key and
so
their growth.
So does it have all their music except for Abbey Road?
No, it doesn't have all of it. It's got... Yeah, like, how much frickin' music did the Beatles make? Because they were only around for, like, what, 7, 8 years before they, like, broke up?
Yeah, I think they broke up, what was it, like, 69?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to have 40...
Internet working?
It's going to have 45 songs on it, I know.
Well, that's, like, what, at least 4 albums.
Which is pretty decent. And then I guess, like, Abbey Road, I think, is going to be available for download at launch. But then I read something where they made some comment, like, that Harmonix has access to, like, 400 some songs in the Apple library, so it must be like all kind of like, you know, it's probably like demos or alternate cuts and stuff of songs, plus all the Beatles stuff, so it's basically like anything the Beatles pretty much ever did, Harmonix is going to have access to be able to release for that game if they want to.
Well, how about here we go.
By the sounds of it, so. So they'll basically just milk the living shit out of it, which I guess is fine. It'll be interesting to see if the DLC prices are any different for this stuff compared to regular Rock Band tracks.
Well, they will be in Wisconsin. Thanks, Jim Doyle.
Yeah, fuck you.
God.
What a shitty governor.
Yeah.
Like, when's the next time we can vote him out? Is that like 2010?
I was asking Dave. I know Dave didn't vote for him.
Yeah, I've never voted for him.
He just looks like a greasy mother... I'm sorry to any of our listeners in Wisconsin who voted for him. He looks like a greasy mobster motherfucker.
Yeah,
just, like,
he does.
Go
he
down
does.
To Chicago and he'd be better off.
Yeah, he looks like somebody you'd run across in Grand
there's
Theft
another
Auto.
Problem. There's another ancillary problem with Bush. He took away Tommy Thompson from us.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy Thompson had the whole welfare state going too, but... I don't know.
I did like him better.
I bet he wouldn't be charging DLC crap. Well, you know, I don't know. He didn't look a greasy motherfucker. I guess that was a minute, Oh, let's see.
But basically, they've got a lot of shit available to them.
Yeah,
for this
but I don't think they had
game.
Like a. Yeah, they're like, what, 7 or 8 years, like all the longer they were together.
Yeah.
Thanks to Yoko Ono.
I mean, it was weird. Yeah, it seemed like it was 400-some songs they said they had access to, and I'm like, how the fuck did the Beatles ever do 400 songs? I mean, like, nobody has 400 songs.
Well, I wonder, here's a question. I wonder if there'll be, like, DLC of, like, Paul McCartney and Wings and John Lennon like, made music
like
for about 10
solo
years before
stuff.
He got murdered. And
yeah, I'm wondering if it was going to be maybe some of that, too, which would be cool because there's a lot of good stuff there, too. So.
Oh, I mean, Paul McCartney, you know, still making music.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so I, you know, I'm not like jumping out of my skin for that game or anything, because I'm not like some huge Beatles fan, but I probably will get it, and I'm sure it'll be good, because, I mean, Harmonix doesn't make crap, so.
Yeah, so maybe the fact that it's so ubiquitous and well-known would be the real value of the game.
Yeah, I think it'll be very accessible.
Because, like, Rock Band 2 is great, but there's tons of songs in there, like, I've never even heard before.
Yeah, I know, it's like... You know, it's great, and it's fun to play, but there's only so many songs that people are going to be willing to sing.
Right, and hopefully they put, like, the most popular 45 Beatles songs, and, like, hopefully they, you know, they don't try to, like, educate us on the Beatles.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, most of the
ones they, like,
familiar with.
Like, they had a trailer for it, and they had, like, you know, there were, like, 10 songs that were in the trailer along the way, and... There were only like a couple that I wasn't terribly familiar with, but the rest I had all heard before, you know. So it was, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty.
And the Beatles were certainly a very good band, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like they're making like Rolling Stones heroes. Although, you know, because, you know, the revisionist history is that Rolling Stones were the best rock band ever or whatever,
ugh.
But fuck them.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff, but overall, not that great.
Yeah.
But speaking of these sorts of things, though,
oh.
I do have to give some respect to Neversoft, finally. Because I got that Guitar Hero Metallica game, because they had it, like, dirt cheap.
Oh, no!
They had it for, like, $37 at Target a couple weeks ago, so I finally picked it up, and they actually did a damn good job with it. It's easily the best effort they've made since they took over
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it's really good. I liked it a lot, so...
Guitar Hero 5 has some interesting features. Like, the game can sit there and play music, and you can, like, just jump in as any instrument whenever you want.
Yeah, and you can play, like, multiple of the same instrument and stuff like that, I guess. And
I think that would be handy because, you know, in Rock Band, which is what we all play most of the time, is you basically have to, like, oh, can you play this song? Okay, I can play this song. Do you know the lyrics? Yeah. Is it hard to drum?
Yeah.
It's like kind of a... It's kind of a chore sometimes.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's more work than it is fun to play music, or you just don't know if it's... Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's like Neversoft took that rumor and made it reality, because I remember before Rock Band 2 came out, there was, like, this rumor of being, like, kind of a jukebox mode Rock Band 2 that would... I don't know if it was going to be quite the similar thing, but along those lines, and then it never made it in, and... But yeah, I think that's a really good move, because it's like... Yeah, otherwise, you have to, like, get four people... at the same time, you know, together and get them to decide on a fucking song and then get them to go.
Right.
You know, we're like with that, it's like, oh, I like this song. And maybe somebody starts playing it and then other people are like, oh, yeah, this song's all right. And then they jump in too and then, you know, just kind of organically happens.
Yeah, I could totally see a commercial based off that same concept you just said.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Beatles Rock Band or Rock Band Beatles or whatever it's called, you know, like Dan could come over and he could like belt out every Beatles song and
yep.
Or a lot of people probably could.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
It's off topic, but
yeah. Yeah, so Guitar Hero Metallica was really good, and one cool thing they did with that, which it seems like most of these games are starting to adopt, is like with Guitar Hero Metallica, you start out in the career, you play like two songs right away, because it's kind of like your group has gone to see like Metallica play and then you're like inspired and you want to be like Metallica or something, whatever. But you do that, and then boom, like, the next venue opens, and there's, like, 7 songs in it or something, and all you have to do is get, like, 10 stars or something, and then you can move on to the next venue and unlock a bunch more songs.
Oh, so they make it easy to move up.
Yeah, because, which I was kind of worried about that with Metallica, because, I mean, Metallica, every one of their songs I've played on a rhythm game before, it's pretty much a bitch for the most part, especially, mm-hmm. like, their older stuff. And so it was cool that they did that, because you can, like, get all the way through the career with only, like, you know, playing, like, 35% of the songs or something like that, which is pretty cool, because then you've got everything unlocked, then you can go back and play whatever you want. And, like, with Rock Band Beatles, I guess, like, all 45 songs are just going to be available right away. You don't have to unlock them or anything like that.
That's good.
And I think Guitar Hero 5 is going to do the same thing,
well, yeah,
which
like,
I think is smart. You know, it's like, just have the shit there. You know, maybe somebody bought it, they came home, they're going to have a party that night, and they just want to go nuts and play every, you know,
yeah, that
whatever.
Was something, that was something kind of annoying with, like, at least the first Rock Band. It's like, when do we get to see these cool songs? It's, like, it's kind of a treat when you open it up, but it's like,
yeah.
Why make you wait for it?
Well, I know, like, when we played Guitar Hero World Tour that one night,
mm-hmm.
And Tim was really wanting to play the Tool songs, and I was like, well, fuck, you know, we got to play through all this shit before we get to them. Because yeah. I'd already played through it on, like, my Xbox, we were playing on yours, and so then it was like, oh, we gotta play through this, we gotta play through that, and we just, you know, we played, like, 5 or 6 songs, and we were just like, screw it after a while, you know? Or if we could have just played the shit we wanted to right away, it would have been more fun, you know?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see Guitar Hero 5, I mean...
Yeah, it seems like they're starting to... I'm hoping Guitar Hero Metallic is a good sign, and they're kind of, like, turning the corner.
Because Guitar Hero World Tour was...
Yeah,
fairly
not so hot.
Fairly unpolished. I mean, it was like worse than. I'm not saying Rock Band 1 was bad, but they couldn't even pull off Rock Band 1 level game.
Yeah.
Let alone the fact Rock Band 2 was out. Of course, it sold way better, which is a crime. But
yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of knuckle draggers out. It's like, ugh. Seems like people who actually care play Rock Band though.
Yeah, it's just like brand recognition. It's with like with a lot of things. But
but DJ Hero is coming out. Ugh. Don't forget. And it has a Beastie Boys song in it.
Ugh.
Okay, here, open letter to any of these people making video games. Why the fuck are there Beastie Boys songs in every one of these games? I mean, is it like some sort of constitutional law?
See, at least DJ Hero, it makes a little more sense.
Yes.
You know, but like in frickin' both rock bands
and a lot of the Guitar Heroes.
I think one or two of the Guitar Heroes had
them. Beastie Boys is not rock and roll. It's like white boy rap or something.
It's just crap.
Some of their songs are tolerable, but... Yeah, in every single game?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, people, comment below. What types of songs and artists are you sick of seeing of in every music game, besides Beastie Boys? We can't be the only ones on that. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so apparently there's some sort of portable Rock Band game coming out.
Oh,
Rock Band Unplugged.
Yeah, that comes out, what, next week? It's like the 9th, I think?
Yeah, its track list look kind of like I've seen it all before.
It sounds like it's kind of more like, I don't know if you played that Boom Boom Rocket game.
Once.
But it's like, it sounds like you just hit buttons, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like on the DS, they made it where you kind of like half-ass strum it somehow.
Well, that thing you clap on as well.
Yeah.
On the DS.
But like this, I guess you just, you know, you hit, you know, the X or triangle or whatever, you know, really fast. You gotta... And go around and do that. And I mean, that could be all right, I guess. I mean, it makes more sense to do it that way on a portable system than making you have to clamp something onto it, I think. But especially something that won't clamp onto the new DS that came out now, because there's no longer the cartridge port on it.
So I suppose the new DSi is selling like mad, even though I don't know who doesn't own a DS.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that thing's selling. There aren't really any games out for it, like, specifically.
Isn't the Wii, like, starting to, like, falter now?
Yeah. I already heard, like, rumblings of a price cut, maybe, for it, because its sales have dropped off. I mean, it's still selling better than the other two, but it's dropped pretty significantly. Like, it's dropped way more than the other two have, like, percentage-wise.
Well, it's because it's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I see, like, Wii Fits, like, stacking up at stores now.
Oh, yeah. It's just like the plastic guitar craze. I mean, there was a time when even the crappy old Explorer wired guitar, you couldn't find that in stores to save your life. So then they started overstocking everything, and now, like, I think Best Buy could literally build new stores out of plastic guitar game boxes.
Well, yeah, if you go there, they've got, like, the GH3 bundle, I think, where you get, like, GH3 and the guitar. I think those are, like, $10 or $15 there. They just have, like, stacks of them.
Oh, yeah, just like my basement.
But, yeah.
I'm just saying, I think the rhythm game industry has kind of started to eat upon itself, so to speak. And
yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised that the Wii would do that, too, because... Yeah, like the Wii Fit, I mean, like, who... I've never even tried it, but it seems like it was one of those things, like Brain Age, where you might try to do it for about a week and then...
Yeah, and just give up on it.
Wait, you bought one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why? You never even used it!
I don't know, I was curious. But it's very true, that's pretty much how it is. Yeah, I used it for probably a couple of weeks. I mean, it was interesting, and it... I wouldn't say it was altogether bad or anything. I mean, it had some... pluses to it, but yeah, you just kind of are like, eh, whatever, and you just kind of walk away from it, you know?
Lighter and cheaper than buying a treadmill or a workout bike that you will stop using after a week, so.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, I don't know.
They should make a game called Wii Shit, and it's like a controller that hooks up to your toilet, and it, yeah, that's all I got.
So is there anything at E3 that you found interesting? I know you said you didn't really follow it too much, but...
Yeah, my internet, it's been wanky here and wanky at the other place all week, so I've actually had to, like, you know, do work during the day, because I can't just waste time on Facebook all day. No, nothing that really blew my socks up.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, Bethesda's making some games that aren't, like, Fallout 3 or Oblivion-ish.
What?
Yeah, there's, like, something called Wet, which I guess was, like, a big game at the show.
That one's got, like, Eliza Dushku in it. She's, like, the voice.
Well, I'm sold!
Yeah, I guess she's the voice of, like, the main character in it. I didn't really read much about it, but the name...
Oh, I read that was, like, one of the hardest games to get to play there, because I guess it was pretty... The demo was pretty popular or something, but...
Hmm.
That'll be interesting to see what they do, because they're awesome... And there's two more Fallout 3 packs coming, right? Like, Point
Three
Lookout.
More, I think.
Three
there?
More?
Yeah, I thought there were, because there's been three already, right?
There's at least two.
Yeah.
There's one called Point Lookout, and there's another one where you had to fight aliens, I guess.
Okay, maybe it's just two. I thought it was three, but maybe not.
I'll buy them. Broken Steel was, it's weird, Operation Anchorage was a ripoff, I thought. The Pit was competent for its price, but Broken Steel was huge. I mean, it's got... You know, there's got a main quest where you have to, like, destroy the enclave or whatever, and that's, you know, probably 2 or 3 hours at least. Pretty long.
Yeah.
And, but then there's, like, a bunch of stuff you get to do afterwards because, like, it actually is a continuation of the main game. So, like, now there's water, fresh water.
Okay.
And, yeah, like, you can go around the game and, like, things are different because of that.
Huh.
And there's actually quests you can do after you've done the Broken Steel thing, so... Yeah, it's. I'm not saying it's like, you know, a Lost and Damned length, but it's probably like, you know, 7 hours. I mean, definitely, probably meatier than The Pit and Operation Anchorage combined, but for the same price, so.
And for those of you who, like me, haven't bought Fallout 3 yet, I read something a couple weeks ago where you might
as well.
Yeah, you might as well just wait until, I think it's either September or October. There's supposed to be like a Game of the Year edition coming out. For, I think, both the 360 and the PS3, and it's going to include all of the DLC along with the game, and I would imagine it's probably going to be priced, you know, at $60 or $70 or something like that, so it'd be, like, way cheaper than buying the game
just
and
like
the DLC.
Did Oblivion Game of the Year have Shivering Isles?
Did it? I don't know if it did. I think it might have had, like, the Knights of the Nine and that stuff in it. And, like, all, well, maybe it had Shivering Isles.
Hmm.
But supposedly this is going to have it all in it, and I would imagine it's going to be for a good price. So,
gosh, I wonder if that'll even fit on one disc.
Probably not. They'll probably have it where you've got, like, the game disc, and then, like, all the DLC will be on the other, and you basically just, like, unlock
install
it and install it to your hard drive.
Oh, just like the Shivering Isles disc on the Xbox.
Yep.
Huh.
So, yeah, I'd say that's pretty much what I'm going to wait for now, because I just played it a little, like, I played your copy a little many months ago.
That would be the best $60 anyone could spend.
So are you going to get the Ballad of Big Gay Tony?
What's that?
That's the new Grand Theft Auto expansion coming out.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I hadn't even heard of that!
Really?
God, Jesus Christ, I've been under a fucking rock.
But yeah, it's going to be $20 again. It'll, you know, be on 360, of course, and all that, and it's supposed to be, you know, every bit as big.
The Ballad of Big Gay Tony!
Yep. Apparently he's some character in the game. I don't know if you remember running across him or not. But this is, I guess this game is going to deal more with kind of like the upper crust of Liberty City, like, I guess, you know, Lost and Damned is like with the biker gangs and kind
right.
of the, but this is going to be dealing with more like the
when does
higher
it come
class
out?
Crap. God, when was it?
So are Later. You Big Gay Tony in it?
No, I think you're like one of his thugs or something, I think. I think it just comes out, like, later this year. I'm not sure, like, a specific date, though.
And it'll probably get delayed like Lost and Damned did.
But
Lost
it's supposed to be
definitely
as,
worth $20.
I mean, it's supposed to be every bit as big as that, so I don't know.
I wonder if that'll be a thing in economic recession is expansions to games. But, you know, Operation Anchorage excluded, if they're all as good as the other ones on Fallout 3 or these Grand Theft Auto ones, I mean, that's
yeah,
fine by
why
me.
Why not? Yeah.
I mean, hell, like, The Lost and Damned took longer to beat than most full games.
Yeah, yeah.
It did.
Well, yeah, what'd you put in, like, 15, 16 hours, you said?
Oh, God.
You put in more than it took me to beat Uncharted, I know that, because Uncharted only took me a little less than 9 hours,
I believe.
Yeah,
Uncharted wasn't that long, but it was awesome.
It was a great game, though, but yeah, I'm glad I bought it used.
Yeah.
So, hopefully the second one's longer.
God, it's probably at least 12 hours. Yeah. I mean, hell, even Fallout, you can beat the main game in Fallout in like 25, or Oblivion.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all you do.
If that's all you do, yeah.
I still don't have as much time on my Fallout as Oblivion, somehow, which is hard to believe.
Wow. That is hard to believe.
Yeah, I know. God, I think my Oblivion, did I have 100 hours? It might have been 100 hours or just south.
Wow, you would have had even more than me then.
I think
I had like 84 or 85 or something.
Yeah, my Fallout is like 81, I think. So, hell of a game.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, I suppose we have time for a few closing comments here.
Well, and one other thing, I guess, that was mildly interesting from the Nintendo world was they announced a new Super Mario Brothers game, of course.
Oh, on the Wii.
Like,
right.
It's like new Super Mario Brothers, kind of like they did on the DS. But it's going to be like 4-player now, I guess.
Hmm.
And I saw a screenshot of it today, and I mean, it looks like a, you know, old, like, side-scrolling, you know, like Super Mario 2 or whatever type Mario game. And I don't know, it looked kind of neat. So, we'll see. But otherwise, but I mean, it's like, yeah, Nintendo show, all it was the typical shit. It's like, oh, we're going to have two new Mario games, because they announced Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh, great.
And then a new Metroid and a new Zelda.
No Kid Icarus.
Yeah, no Kid Icarus still. But it's like, I mean, those were their big announcements. It's like, okay, it's like, you know, it's like we have kept saying for many years, it's like all it is, you know, Zelda, Metroid, Mario.
Right. And then people would be like, oh, but they make sequels on all these other consoles. And it's like, yes, but they also come up with new IP like almost every year as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, Gears of War is only like a 2-year-old franchise.
And Mass Effect.
Mass Effect is new. Even like Grand Theft Auto is a lot newer than
BioShock.
Fucking Zelda. Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's all sorts of stuff, and then, you know, they come up with new things, like this Agent game, and, you know,
yeah, when was the last time Nintendo came up with a new franchise? Like, Star Fox? Pokemon, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah, why don't they, like, dig up Kid Icarus? I mean,
people want it. I mean,
I see
people,
because he's from heaven, and people will be insulted by that or something? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, people want it. You know, like, I remember last year at E3, people were, you know, hoping they were going to announce a Kid Icarus game, and then they didn't. And then, you know, people were still wanting it this year, and then nothing again, you know. And it's like, and, you know, Zelda I could give less than a shit about, unless they, I don't know, they need to do something with that. I know it's popular for a lot of people, and that's great, but it just hasn't done anything for me since they took it out of, like, the way A Link to the Past was done.
I couldn't even... Yeah, oh yeah, you know, Link to the Past. Yeah, I've never been able to get into 3D
like
Zelda.
The 3D
I just don't
ones,
care.
Yeah, they just don't do it for me. And, you know, if they made, like, a 3D Zelda, like Oblivion, that would be cool.
Oblivion is a 3D Zelda, basically.
Well,
except
pretty
for it's
much.
Cool.
Yeah, but I mean... it. Well, it's just like, you know, we said way back when we first played Twilight Princess, you know, and stuff, and we were like, well... we kept wanting to, like, you know, pick up things and do things like you can in Oblivion, and you couldn't do it, and it's
yeah,
like...
yeah, it's totally shallow.
And it's like, I realize that it's not Oblivion, but at the same time, it's like, when games like Oblivion exist, you know, it kind of makes you expect to, like, have that bar raised for other
but it's Nintendo. All you gotta have is, you know, wave your arms around, and that's all you need.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, yeah, I think someone said once, like, the Gamebryo the Gamebryo engine had been ported to the Wii, and they're like, that means we can see Oblivion on the Wii. It's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, I think we should probably wrap it up here, but yeah, so E3, too bad we didn't get to go, but looks like Sony probably did about the best job from what we've seen. And
yes.
Nintendo, yeah, please, come up with some new franchises. I mean... I was playing Star Fox the other day when I was on the Super Nintendo when I was waiting for the cable guy to get here, and I'm like, yeah. Why can't they make this on the Wii? That'd
yeah.
be awesome.
Or they could bring out a new ActRaiser game or something. I mean, that would be fucking cool, at least. I mean, it's like, granted, these are also, you know, like, old franchises, but they're ones that haven't been touched in a long time.
Or there could be an Ice Climbers game.
Yeah. You know, it's
a little Punch-Out, that hasn't been around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that was why I was kind of interested in the things I read about it. They're like, this is basically what you would expect out of a modern Punch-Out, and I'm like, sold. Because it's like, the old Punch-Out was awesome, and this new one's pretty cool.
Did you see the commercial for it? It was pretty funny. They like,
no.
They did it like a documentary, but then they had a part where like the big fat guy was on the bike, and the little Mac
oh,
was
yep.
behind him, but they actually filmed it.
Was he wearing, like, the pink suit?
Oh, there? Yeah.
Because he does, in the game, he's wearing the pink suit in one of the parts. It's pretty funny. And I was like, yeah!
Okay, well, we'll catch you next time. And yes, we are going to try to get back on our old schedule, if possible.
Adios.
Goodbye.